Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Senate Republicans have now blocked debate on the elections bill, while many Democrats and liberal activists, says the Washington Post, insisted the fight is not over. They face long odds, as key lawmakers have said. They are not willing to eliminate the chamber's supermajority filibuster rule for legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, in the fight for voting rights, this vote was the starting gun, not the finish line. He called the Republicans ridiculous. Where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, let's understand what's happening. We do know that the Republicans have made the assessment that if everybody gets a vote, they lose. So therefore, they're going to make sure that everybody doesn't get a vote. They're going to object to just standard voting procedures, which make so much sense if you're going to have an American democracy from the people. And they're going to make sure that in every way possible, they retard that effort to do that. So therefore, was anybody surprised that they unified and stood together and linked arms and said, absolutely not, we live in the land of no, and the land of no is what it's going to be. Now, with that said, the question is, how do you get over? Well, there's only one way. The American people have to be appealed to on the basis that it isn't right that if you're going to have a democracy, if you're going to teach kids in school about the sacred right to vote, and then you see a party which is opposed to that sacred right to vote, and, you know, we see a group of people who descend on the Capitol and do their mischief, creating chaos, that's what it is. So there's only one way to this, and that's the American people have to be appealed to. This ain't right. It's that simple.
Would this be a compromise for Republicans? Democrats signal shift toward accepting voter ID laws. They've long decried those ID rules as thinly veiled tactics to suppress the vote. Now some leading voices are signaling they would accept such requirements as the price of broader voting rights measures. That also from the Post this morning. Is this a good idea?
Well, let's put it this way. You have to think strategically as both parties are thinking. We know full well that every time the Republicans raise one of these issues, we know where it's headed. The idea is suppress the vote. It's that simple. So that's what they're doing. Now, every once in a while, they come up with one that sounds reasonable to people, and the Democrats know it. And if this is what it's going to take, this is what it's going to take. You know, the idea that you have to show some identification or that you have to be a real person sounds reasonable to a lot of Americans, and that's why the Democrats are going along with it. They know full well what it's all about, but you can't stop it if it seems reasonable.
Well, let's go to New York, where the Democratic primary for mayor is still unsettled, but Eric Adams appears to be in the lead from the New York Times. Final results are not expected until July 12th because of the ranked choice voting system, given that the new ballots allow as many as five ranked candidates. On the Republican side, I see Curtis Sliwa, the radio host and Guardian Angels founder, is the projected winner there. Your thoughts on the primary this morning?
Well, pretty much as we had predicted, Eric Adams at least has the most votes. That doesn't mean he's going to be the mayor. There is this transference of votes, and it may go from one to another. Right now, we are hearing that it's too early, although Adams has done quite respectably in his attempt to win the mayoralty. Look, he's going to get some votes because he is black. We also know that he is in a position to capitalize, if that's the right word, because it's a bad word, on the idea that there's so much crime out there. Homicides are up, and they're up terribly. Interestingly, I was watching CNN, and they came up with a statistic that other violent crimes are either steady where they are or are down. So what is it about murder? It's all about guns. And guns are a real problem. Because there are just too many of them out there, and people are killing each other. You sock somebody, you're not going to kill them, perhaps. But if you fire a bullet into somebody's abdomen, you're going to kill them, or brain. And that's what's been happening. So until America comes to its senses and does something about guns, something, by the way, that most people want, a majority of people want, it isn't going to happen. But the Republicans have seized on this. We are not going to touch this, even if it's going to cost all of these lives. Now you bring it to the American people and you say, hey, we're for it. The president of the United States is going to go on television, talk about it, and it's up to you. Do you want guns and you want the killing to continue or not? That is something that people will not tolerate. You elect Adams because he's a former police captain. You take a poll and the American people want some reasonable gun control. And yet, The Republicans, as a minority, know that this is gold for them. They have been pushing on it, and they will continue till there's a rise up of the people who say no.
Pelosi signaling new panel to investigate the January 6th Capitol riot. The House Speaker is signaling that she's poised to create a new committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, pushing closer to a partisan investigation of the attack after Senate Republicans blocked the creation of an independent probe from the AP. However, Pelosi later denied that, telling reporters, "No, I did not make that announcement." What's so controversial or partisan about this investigation?
Well, it needs to be done, obviously. You know, you saw this terrible thing that happened at the Capitol on January 6th, and the Democrats made a perfectly reasonable request of a bipartisan investigation of what happened. These people were up there. They saw police officers being threatened. They saw these terrible actions that have resulted in the loss of life, David. And yet the Republicans know this is poison for them, and they're just not going to let it happen. It's that simple. They're not going to get a single vote in order to investigate. So Pelosi does what's right. She says, okay, you won't do it, then we'll do our own. We have the majority in both houses. We will launch an investigation and see where it leads. Look, she has been a terrific speaker. She's going to continue to have the guts that she's showing now. It's all to the political advantage of the Democrats, because everybody had their television on and we all saw it. It's just not deniable.
For Political Observer, Alan Shartok. Have a great day, everyone.
You too, David. You should have a great day because you work so hard for all of us.
My pleasure.